Back live at Mishawaka High School with Vince Diderio. I'm Sean Stiers, getting sent for Mishawaka and Plymouth in this non-conference matchup. Rough night for Mishawaka, obviously, last night. Vince losing to their rival 75-51 to Penn. And since winning four straight games, they've now lost two in a row to Clay and the Kingsmen. Mishawaka shot, I mean, respectable, 40%. They were 20 out of 50, but Penn hit 51% from the floor, including 8 out of 16 from three-point range. And I'll be honest, it seemed like they hit more three-pointers than that.
Well, and they got a lot of contribution from guys that don't normally score as much as they did. It was Eric Gerda came off the bench.
Yeah, that's true.
And he put forth a pretty good offensive night. Bo Ludwig had a night that he does not usually have. He about doubled his average. So, I mean, when that kind of thing happens, you're going to be fighting an uphill battle anyway. Mishawaka needed Penn to be a little off their game, and they weren't. They were very much on their game, and Penn struggled.
C.J. Fisher just gave it to us tonight. He came over there. They're giving away T-shirts. And I thought he was going to toss one to you for sure, but he tossed one to each of us. So
yes.
So we are so honored for that. And Mishawaka just 3-for-17 on threes last night as well, Vince.
Well, and some of that, can't take everything out of stats, but, some of that was towards the end, some desperation where they're trying to get back into the game. But, yeah, they didn't hit the baskets when they needed them early on to stay in the game, and they were playing catch-up the rest of the way.
It is Mishawaka and Plymouth. The Cavemen will be dressed out in their home white uniforms with maroon numbers and gray trim. Plymouth in road red, and the numbers are red as well. They have the white piping to outline the numbers, so it's the red-on-red look with some black trim and flashing. Alex Boggs is going to jump it up for Mishawaka tonight. The ball up, and the tip will be controlled by the Cavemen as Boggs out jumps Cole Filson. Right to left, Mishawaka with the basketball to start the game. Just underway at the Cave, the oldest high school gymnasium in the state of Indiana. Jablonski out on the right to Parker. Parker with a crossover, comes top. Left wing, Shively puts up the three. It is off. The rebound, though, is controlled by Parker and out to Jablonski. His three is strong. Sam Shively goes up with a rebound. So a couple of missed threes, but a couple of offensive boards for the Cavemen. Left elbow jumper, Shively is good.
And a great job by Mishawaka following their shots, getting two offensive boards there on that possession, able to come away with points on their first trip down to the offensive end.
Plymouth with the basketball for the first time, and C.J. Fisher is going to be called for a foul right in front of the Cavemen bench, reaching in with Filson taking the pass.
And C.J.'s going to have to be careful. Second time starting, he did a good job staying out of foul trouble yesterday. Not a good omen there in the first minute of the ball game for his first foul.
Just about a minute gone here in the first quarter. 2-0. Mishawaka leads. Reichard with the basketball. Stops with his foot on the arc over on the left wing. Pass comes outside to Carmichael. He'll pass back to his left, and Reichard takes it on the right wing. It is Filson. Stops at the right elbow. Inside it goes. One dribble, and it looks like another foul coming on the Cavemen.
And it's going to be on C.J. Fisher. That's two fouls in 1 minute and 17 seconds.
Well, unfortunately, I mean, all that aggressive stuff and going for the loose balls and all that kind of stuff, and in just a little bit more than a minute in his second consecutive start, he has two fouls here tonight. A pass down on the baseline and an easy put in by Filson, who averages 12.5 a game, and we are tied at two. Didn't see too many ties last night. It was just a two-point game at the end of the first quarter against Penn, but it was all Kingsmen after that. Fisher up top, outside. Parker, three from the right, is an air ball. The rebound comes down to Plymouth, and in backcourt, Parker falls down. Shot on the run won't go. The follow-up by Filson won't go. And Mishawaka controls the carom. Cavemen set up with the front court. Grant Jablonski on the right wing. Shively between the circles with the left hand. Into the lane. Switches right. The floater won't go, but he draws the foul.
Yeah, that's a good take there by Shively. Not really his game normally to take the ball into the trees like that, but I think that's a place in his game where he can really, really do a good job. I mean, he's used to the physicality, being the quarterback on the football team. I think we need to see more of that.
Shively to the free throw line where he's shooting 73%. He missed his only two opportunities last night, and now he has missed three in a row. He had started off 10 for 10 at the line this season. Now he is 11 for 16. A.J. Rosebush, again, who didn't play last night, in for the first time as C.J. Fisher takes a seat after getting those two fouls. Shively bends the knees and flicks the wrist and buries the free throw. So he goes 1 of 2 in the Caveman lead, 3 to 2. Rosebush, a 6'1 senior, averaging 8.7 points a game. They missed him last night, though. When you lose as handily as they did, I'm not sure how much he may have helped, but I think any little thing would have helped last night. Inside the pass and out down to the corner. The three-pointer is short, and up for the rebound is Devon Parker. 3-2. Mishawaka on top. Bounce pass inside. Alex Boggs splits the lane and lays it in.
And Rosebush is making his presence felt right away. That was a great look down low, kind of in transition to a wide-open Boggs for the layup.
5-2, the Cavemen lead. 5:08 to play in the first quarter. Plymouth with the basketball with the left hand. Reichard dribbling as Reichard comes between the circles. Out flashes Carmichael to take it. And the pass to the right to Hilliard, their leading scorer, puts it up from the right baseline, and it catches the cylinder and rattles home.
That's a nice move by Hilliard, too. Kind of a head fake to get the defender in the air and able to drop that from about from inside the 10-foot line.
5-4, high post. It is Rosebush out to the wing to Parker. Up top, Shively backs it out. Devon Parker pulls up, right elbow jump shot, catches the rim, won't go. Rosebush fighting for the rebound. Out of bounds, he saved it in, but there was nobody there to control it. And finally, Plymouth does take the basketball. The Pilgrims down by a point. The drive and a blocking foul is going to be called on Alex Boggs.
The Mishawaka faithful is not going to be happy about that. It looked like Boggs had position down underneath the basket. Took a hard physical drive there from Filson, but it ends up getting the blocking called on him.
Cole Filson to the free throw line. He's a 66% free throw shooter. He rattles the first one down, ties the score at 5. He was 3 for 4 at the line last night in the loss to Northridge. Joe Barron takes his seat as Thomas Dolan comes in. Next free throw up and good for Filson, and the Pilgrims have the lead, 6-5 with 4:10 to play in the first quarter. Brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. Grant Jablonski dribbles once, left wing to Parker, down to the baseline to Boggs, back out on the wing to Parker, with Plymouth playing a strong zone. Bounce pass down low to Boggs, out of bounds, last touch by him, and it is going to be Plymouth basketball.
Well, and they got the right idea there. That entry pass to about the free throw line extended is how you attack that 2-3 zone, and they've had a couple of chances at some jump shots from that spot. Haven't been able to knock them down, but when that zone comes out to the free throw line, then that block position is open. That's what they were trying to hit.
Donovan Snyder checks in for Parker. Snyder scored 8 last week against Clay, but against the St. Joe Bears and last night against Penn, scoreless in both games. So he's looking for some consistency. And the first 3 of the night made by Plymouth goes down for Jake Reichard. And the Pilgrims go on top 9-5 with 3:25 to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Sam Shively in the right corner takes the 3 and buries it.
Great shot by Shively. That was good defense by Plymouth, too. He had a hand in his face and was able to bury it.
Shively was 0-for-3 from three-point range last night, but he hits that one down to the corner and makes it that 9-8 game. The driving layup is good for Bryce Carmichael, who scored two last night against Northridge. 2:50 to go in the Kevin Putz first quarter. Little post move down low by Boggs. Shot misses. The rebound is taken by Plymouth and Clay Hilliard. Plymouth by three. The driving layup won't go. Rosebush with a caveman rebound. Here's Donovan Snyder against numbers. Spins and lays it in.
What a nice little move there by Snyder. Able to spin around two Plymouth defenders and lay it up and in.
So Donovan Snyder, scoreless last night, comes in off the bench tonight. And scores on his first try. And the official called traveling, and he was standing in front of the caveman bench, and a couple Mishawaka players stood up, and I guess he doesn't like players cheering for their team.
Well, it looked like he was going to call a foul, and I think they were going to be upset about that. And he kind of gave him a double take, and he's like, I'm calling a travel. Just take it down. That was great.
11-10, Plymouth leads Mishawaka with 2:06 to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Away from the ball, Nick Hoopengarner is called for the foul. It is the same official as just a second ago. He's doing a good Al Rhodes impersonation right now. He looks a little surly tonight.
See, you listen to my stories.
That's right. 11-10. Plymouth leads with the basketball. 1:47 to go in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Missed jump shot by Plymouth. Rosebush, with the rebound. And Jablonski brings it up court. Off to Rosebush, who shovels it behind him to Donovan Snyder. And here is a steal for Plymouth. And the layup is good for Thomas Dolan.
Good anticipation by Dolan to rip that one away and go down for the easy bucket.
Uncontested three by Shively does not go. The rebound saved inbounds by Clay Hilliard. Plymouth with the basketball on top by three. 1:12 to go in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Down to the left corner and in the game for the first time, Kendall Himes. Himes sets a screen, a three from behind it does not go. Save the rebound. Hilliard from deep on the left wing hits the three-pointer. That'll be his 50th of the season. It gives Plymouth a six-point lead. 43 seconds now to go in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Right wing Jablonski drives down on the right baseline and draws the foul.
Had a good take there, too, by Jablonski, because everybody knows that both number 12s on the floor want to shoot threes, and he kind of gave a little head fake up there out in the corner for take a three. A couple of Plymouth Pilgrims bit, and he was able to drive down and draw the contact.
Jablonski, 15 of his 33 pointers have come in the last four games. He strokes the first free throw home as he goes to the line, a 68% foul shooter, coming off a 12-point effort last night. Right around his season average of 12.4. First free throw makes it 16-11. Another one coming for Jablonski. Bends the knees, puts it up. It rims off the cylinder. The rebound will be cleared out of there by Thomas Dolan and Plymouth. But a steal as Rosebush puts it up. Missed shot and a foul called as they scrap for the rebound.
Looks like that foul is going to be called on Tremaine.
I didn't see him in there, so I was just making sure he was in there. It is Tim Tremaine. A drive by Donovan Snyder, and the left-hand layup is good. Typically against the zone like you see with Plymouth, you're not going to see as many drives, but they've been open for the Cavemen tonight, and they've had some good takes. 9 seconds to go in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Spot up, and a three doesn't go for Plymouth. Jablonski with the rebound, an errant pass up court is intercepted, and that will be the end of the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. So we're about where we were last night. Mishawaka scored 13 last night, the first quarter against Penn, and that's what they score here tonight. They trail 16-13 at the end of the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Back with more after this on WSBT. We're with Mishawaka trailing Plymouth 16-13 with Vince Tadario, who has a new Twitter follower as of today. I'm Sean Stiers. Glad to have you with us at the Cave. not quite as intense as last night's atmosphere, but as Ron Oklinski said of the pregame, this is a compete night, non-conference game. Both teams licking their wounds after losses last night. A block by Rosebush on Hilliard as Hilliard tries to drive from the left. A block shot, not a blocking foul. It goes out of bounds. Ivan Winkle in the game. Hilliard, or rather Filson, takes the inbound of the middle of the lane and then spins and lays it in. 18-13, a five-point Plymouth lead. Sam Shively directing traffic out on the right wing. Rosebush sets a screen for Jablonski. Passes left to Snyder. They play catch from left wing. Out to the outside. Jablonski going right. Passes back to his left to Rosebush. Jablonski dribbles off to the right, guarded by Hilliard. The two shooters guarding each other. At the left elbow, Hoopengarner. Snyder between the circles. Left wing, Shively. He will drive down to the baseline. Pulls up from 15 and knocks it down.
Well, there's a part of the game we haven't seen from Shively. A little drive and a jump shot. And nothing but net.
You know, that's something last night we were saying as Mishawaka gets back within three that Mishawaka needs more of this year. We haven't seen as much of the drives. Kind of the thing that Dylan Hall did for this team last year. Foul is called on Grant Jablonski, and Ron Heklinski is lobbying for an illegal screen that Jablonski ran into.
Well, and you know, that's kind of a judgment call, I guess, because Jablonski went through the screen pretty physically, and I can see how that foul will be called on him.
Yeah. 6:43 to play in the first half. Plymouth 18, Mishawaka 15. On the right, Hilliard drives all the way down. Shot won't go. Rosebush up for the rebound and clears it out of there. Over to the right wing, Donovan Snyder. He'll bring it out. Jablonski hasn't been open much tonight. Jablonski drives with the left hand on the left in the middle of the lane to Rosebush. Rosebush got to get it up. Has it stripped away from him and into the hands of Joe Barron for Plymouth. The Pilgrims by three. From the left baseline, the floater won't go. Shively with the rebound. Shively bounces it down to Donovan Snyder. The shot misses. Rosebush saves the rebound. Was he out of bounds, though? Yes, he was.
Yep, he came down out of bounds. It was a pretty athletic play. Just unfortunately, he came down out of bounds.
Thomas Dolan will come back in as Winkle sits down. 18-15, Plymouth with a basketball and a three-point lead. Dolan bringing it up court, out to Hilliard, and the three from the left wing is good.
Yeah, a little too much space there for Hilliard. He's going to hit that shot almost every time.
Hilliard makes his second three of the night. He has 8 points. Here's Grant Jablonski. His three is off. Rosebush rebound. Blocked partially as he goes back up. Then it goes out of bounds and over to the Pilgrims.
Well, neither team shooting very well at the moment. Mishawaka is sitting at 38%, Plymouth at 44%. But if Mishawaka wants to keep in this game, they're going to have to hit some of those close-in shots.
21-15, a six-point lead. Hilliard into the lane, flips it up there with his right hand. It won't go. The tip-in will not go for Thomas Dolan. He tipped it up there playing volleyball twice. Neither would go. Then it finally goes out of bounds, and Mishawaka will have the basketball.
Well, those three misses will bring Plymouth right down to 38%. So there you go. Now they're even at 38%.
Alex Boggs takes a seat. Brayshawn White is in for the first time. White playing in his ninth game of the season, and this is the 13th game for the Cavemen. Had 12 points and, by my tally, 9 rebounds last night in the loss to Penn. He and Jablonski led Mishawaka with 12 each. But he was late to the shoot-around today, and so he did not start tonight. Jablonski drives the right baseline, draws the foul, and will go to the free-throw line.
Another good take there by Jablonski. He likes to get that ball out in the corner, a little head bob, and then drive to the lane. And this will be the second time he goes to the free-throw line to take advantage.
Jablonski was 1-for-2 at the stripe in his first trip. He will shoot two here with a foul called on Cole Filson, his first. Jablonski sinks the free throw. He is now 35-51 at the stripe this season. Deep breath as he bends the knees and puts it up in a lane violation on Brayshawn White. Brayshawn White had a lane violation on his own free throw last night, and here he was in the lane early, and so take the free throw off the board for Grant Jablonski. Inside and outside, and back to the left, elbow to Barron. Now a drive by Pilsen, and Brayshawn White goes up to smack it out of there.
That's a great block by White. Unfortunately, he came down right on top of his own teammate. It's probably a little bit more painful for the team in white than the team in red.
4:55 to play in the first half. Plymouth leads Mishawaka 21-16. Joe Barron passes it in. A.J. Rosebush with a steal, though. Jablonski with the basketball. Looking up, Cortese races across half court. Over to Sam Shively, who has 8 points here in the first half. Jablonski hands it off to Shively. Now back to Rosebush, and on the left wing to Devon Parker. Down low, Shively. Posting up, turns in, shoots it, catches the rim. It falls off. Brayshawn White rips it out of there and then powers his way up to put it in.
That good opposite side rebound there by White, putting it back up and in.
21-18, Mishawaka down by three with 4:18 to play in the first half. Around the perimeter, Plymouth works it over on the left side. Thomas Dolan, now Hilliard down in the corner. Hilliard's hit a couple of threes already. Very good three-point shooter. He's made over 50 this season. Inside it goes to Filson, who gets the easy layup.
Filson's done a good job of getting underneath and just ended up being wide open, and they've been able to find him for the easy putbacks.
Rosebush from the top of the key buries the three-pointer, and Mishawaka's within two.
That's not something you see every day. Rosebush, top of the key for a three. Looks like he does it all the time.
That is just the fifth three-pointer made by Rosebush this season. He is 5 of 14. A little under 3.5 to play in the first half. Plymouth leads Mishawaka 23-21. On the left wing, Dolan over to the right. Filson penetrates, dishes down low, and the layup to Joe Barron. 25-21, a four-point advantage for the visiting Pilgrims of Plymouth. A.J. Rosebush with a right hand, trying to shake off a defender. Now Devon Parker drives the right baseline, puts it up, won't go. Rebound tapped around, and finally Parker is able to get it himself. After a couple of Pilgrims couldn't handle it, Shively goes up for the shot, draws the foul, and will go to the free throw line.
Looks like they're going to call that foul on Dolan, which is going to be his first.
It is the first on him, and it's number five. Each team with five fouls here in the first half with 2:46 to play. Shively 1-for-2 at the stripe. His first trip. He makes the first one. Someone might tell Brayshawn White to back out about a foot.
Just in case.
That's right. He made the first, and some substitutions made for each team. Winkle back in there. Reichard as well for Plymouth. Shively's second free throw is good. So Sam Shively, 10 points here in the first half. That's the most we've seen him score in any game so far. He had been in single digits in every game. Single digits are, in last night's case, no points. On the left, Winkle takes a three. It rims out. Rebound taken by Carmichael. Outside, another three, and this one's good for Reichard.
Plymouth is a team that you can't give second chance opportunities from beyond the arc. They'll hit their second chances.
Right corner all alone. Donovan Snyder's three misses. Weak side rebound to Thomas Dolan. A five-point Plymouth lead with 2:08 to play in the first half. On the right wing, Carmichael. He will pass it off and zip down to the left corner. Back around, Winkle kicked it off his foot. A.J. Rosebush down to the deck to get it. Mishawaka with numbers. Here's Jablonski. He'll put it up, and a basket and a foul.
What a great job by Grant Jablonski to use his body He was coming around the left side. He used his body to go to the right side, block off the Plymouth defender, and still roll it up and in and draw the foul. That was a great job.
The foul is called on Winkle, and it started with A.J. Rosebush diving down on the deck to pick up that loose ball. And then Mishawaka capitalizing. It's a three-point game. Jablonski hits the free throw, converts the old-fashioned three-point play. He's now 3 of 4 at the line, and Mishawaka trails by 2 with a minute 44 to go in the first half. A drive on the left, a switch from left to right hand by Reichert. His shot wouldn't go. White with a rebound for Mishawaka. The Cavemen down by 2 can tie or take the lead with under a minute and a half to play in the first half. Jablonski dribbles right, hands it off to Snyder. Rosebush on the left wing. Sam Shively directing Jablonski down to the baseline. A screen as Shively goes to the right. Passes back outside. Rosebush ball fake. Back to Shively. Thought about a deep three. Instead, dribbles to the elbow. Puts up an air ball. And Filson with the Plymouth rebound.
And look for Plymouth to not be in a huge hurry here on this possession. Leading by 2 with less than a minute to go.
55 seconds now to play in the first half. 28 for Plymouth. 26 for Mishawaka. Filson on the left, drives all the way down, switches from left to right hand, lays it in. He has 10 to tie Shively for the game high. It's a four-point Plymouth lead. 35 seconds to play in the half, and we'll see if Mishawaka holds for shot. Instead, they go down low as Brayshawn White lays it in as he spins after taking the pass from Sam Shively.
I love the fact that they are making a point to feed the post right now with Brayshawn White in the game. And it's not often that Mishawaka has an advantage in the height department, but they currently have it. So I like that.
Very true. And that lane is there for them tonight. A lot of points in the paint. I would have to imagine as White comes out to try to block the shot, and instead he's going to be called for a foul with 3 seconds to play in the first half.
That's a tough foul, Sean, because Brayshawn White had a nice clean block on the ball. The ball came back and it hit the shooter in the face. And so it looked like that was body.
It looked worse than it was, I think. I do have to agree with that assessment as Reichert hits his first free throw. He has 7 points here in the first half. Reichert, a 70% foul shooter, scored 12 in Plymouth's loss to Northridge last night. Again, they lost on a buzzer beater last night, all the way down to the wire. Mishawaka, of course, lost a lot more handily to Penn last night. Both free throws good. Plymouth by 4. Baseball pass is going to be intercepted by Winkle. It'll be heaved by Plymouth at the backboard. Might have counted. Yeah, it would have. It would have counted had it gone. It hit the backboard of the rim, but bounced off. Fortunately for Mishawaka, Ron Heklinski is out talking to one of the officials looking for an explanation about something as the two teams go to the locker room. It's 32-28, Plymouth on top of Mishawaka here at halftime. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, you'll hear the U.S. Sign Crafters halftime scoreboard show with Matt Embry back in the studio. After that, you will hear Vince Tadario give us all the halftime statistics as the Mishawaka Education Foundation halftime show begins. 32-28, Plymouth leads Mishawaka. This is Cavemen Basketball on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. Welcome back again to Mishawaka High School, the Cave. Sean Stiers with Vince Tadario. Mishawaka trails Plymouth 32-28 at halftime in a very close, entertaining first half. And Vince Tadario has all these statistics from that close and entertaining first half.
Well, team-wise, the field goal percentage is actually pretty close, Sean. Mishawaka shooting 10 of 24 from the field, which is 42%. Plymouth is 12 of 28, which is 43%. The big disparity is from the three-point line. Plymouth is shooting 4 of 9, which is 44%. Mishawaka only 2 of 8 for 25%. free throws. Mishawaka 6 of 8. Plymouth has hit all four of their free throw opportunities up to this point. Exactly equal in points in the paint, 16 for 16. Some individual scoring for Plymouth. Filson has 10 points. Reichert has 8. Hilliard has 8. And a trio of Pilgrims, each with 2 points tonight. Dolan, Carmichael, and Barron. For Mishawaka, Sam Shively has 10 points. Jablonski has 5. White and Snyder both have 4. Rosebush with 3. And Alex Boggs rounds out the scoring for the Cavemen with 2 points. So your halftime score, Plymouth 32, Mishawaka 28.
It'll be interesting to see if Ron Hiklinski goes with the same starting five or if he maybe goes to Brayshawn White, Rosebush, and just exactly what the combination is, because as you mentioned, the size advantage, I'm sure Plymouth doesn't want to hear it, but they do. Mishawaka with White in there has a size advantage and an athleticism advantage as well that they can exploit.
Oh, there's no question, and like you said, we've seen a lot of Mishawaka games, and this is the first time they've had an advantage in the paint height-wise. So
definitely didn't have it last night.
No, they didn't. I think to a man, they were shorter than Ben. So
yeah.
I like the fact that they were pounding the post, and hope to see a little bit more of that in the second half.
Take a timeout for 1 minute, and then back with second half action as we begin the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Mishawaka trailed by 3 at the end of 1. They trail by 4 here at the half. This is Mishawaka Cavemen Basketball on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.
I've survived all kinds of winters. This year's different, though. When the temperatures dip lower than my Spurs, I warm up with a hearty chili bowl from Sonic. Packed with beef, veggies, and bold seasonings, it's so delicious I wrote home about it. Best letter I ever got, too. It's hearty enough to eat all on its own. I'm not crying. It's the onions. I swear.
Ride into Sonic for new hearty chili bowls. This is how you Sonic. Tax not included. See menu for details. For limited time only. Participating Sonic drive-ins.
When Old Man Winter comes knocking on your garage door, give us a call. Hi, this is Doug Lechleitner. When the cold of winter takes its toll on your garage overhead or entry door, Lechleitner Door Sales and Service is here for you. We offer service on residential, commercial, agricultural, and industrial doors. At Lechleitner Door, we provide quality products with expert service, and we strive to satisfy every customer with each door we repair. Lechleitner Door, we open and fix all the right doors. Call 295-6311.
We're ready to start the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Rossini's is carry out. You're proud to bring home Lincoln Way East of Mishawaka across from Beeger School. With Vince D'Addario, I'm Sean Stiers. And so it is a different starting five for the second half. Alex Boggs, A.J. Rosebush, Sam Shively, Devon Parker, Grant Jablonski. So it is basically just Rosebush, though, being the difference. Deep three by Jablonski. Off the back iron. Rebound taken by Plymouth and Bryce Carmichael. 32-28. Plymouth leads and has the basketball. Just underway in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Reichard has it as Parker comes out to try to swat it away from him. Secures it, though. On the right wing, it is Carmichael over to the left, driving the baseline, flipping it up there was Reichert. Shot missed, and A.J. Rosebush with the rebound, and back at the other end on the run, Alex Boggs with the layup to make it a two-point game.
Nice job in transition from Mishawaka there with a nice feed coming from about half court, finding a streaking Boggs to the lane.
On the right wing, Reichert. For Plymouth, he had a couple of threes in the first half, scored 8 points. He averages a little over 11. On the left, Carmichael. Now down to the corner to Filson. Out flashes Joe Barron. Inside, Filson flips it up there from the right block. Shot missed, but he draws the foul and will head to the line as A.J. Rosebush picks up his first.
Little ticky-tack there on the lane. It looked like he was just kind of floating over there down the baseline, and all of a sudden there was a foul.
Yeah, At the free throw line, Cole Filson misses the first. He's got another one coming. Filson, a 66% free throw shooter, and Ron Heklinski still trying to figure out what the foul was.
He's asking anybody he can find, was that a foul? Did he foul him? It was great.
Missed free throw. The rebound kicked off the knee of Devon Parker in the middle of the lane, and it goes careening out of bounds into the Plymouth bench. So Mishawaka had about three tries at getting that loose ball and just was not able to, so Plymouth retains possession after the two missed free throws. Middle of the lane, Reichert down to the left corner to Barron. Out to the left wing, Filson. And back to Reichert once again. Carmichael takes it on the left wing. Hilliard, three rattles off. And Grant Jablonski with the rebound will be fouled.
And it looks like it'll be Filson on the foul. And that is his second of the game.
Filson coming off a 16-point effort last night and loss to Northridge. 10 in the first half tonight. Mishawaka trailing 32-30 here on the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. 6:03 to go. Parker on the right wing, over to the left to Shively. Bounces down low. Boggs has it knocked away from him and out of bounds.
Plymouth is sitting in a 2-3 zone. And they're trying to extend out beyond the three-point line as well. But that, again, like we mentioned before, that's leaving out of the free throw line area open.
Inbound, Rosebush turns and shoots. It's off the back iron, and Reichert has the rebound for the Pilgrims. Reichert spots up for three at the other end. His shot misses, and Boggs skies high to clear the board. Mishawaka still trying to tie it up. A drive, and the rattling layup is good by Jablonski. The game is tied at 32.
Another great drive there by Jablonski from the corner, able to score the basketball, not pick up any contact, though, which was good, and ties the ball game up at 32.
Just under 5.5 to go in the Rossini's Pizza third, tied at 32. On the right, Filson from the corner drives into the lane. Dishes off to Carmichael. Out to the left wing it goes, and the three splashes the nylon. It is Reichert. That's his third of the night. Plymouth goes back on top by a tray. Toes on the arc. The long shot by Parker won't go. Offensive rebound, Boggs. His follow won't go. The rebound comes down to Filson and the Pilgrims. Plymouth by three after Mishawaka had tied it up on the driving layup by Grant Jablonski. He's more known for his three-point shooting, but Grant was 7 points now tonight. 35-32 Pilgrims here in the Rossini's Pizza third. Pull up at the free throw line. No good for Hilliard. The rebound to Boggs, his third of the night. Left wing Jablonski. He has yet to hit a three tonight. Again, 15 three-pointers in the last four games, and Jablonski drives on the right and will get himself to the free throw line.
And they're going to call that foul on Filson again, so he's going to pick up his third foul.
But that's something with the athleticism that Jablonski has. And again, he was a cornerback, defensive back for the Mishawaka football team, and a really good one after not playing for a couple of years. Actually, they're going to call that foul on the floor, so Jablonski will not go to the line. But when they're out there guarding him like that on those threes with his athleticism, that drive is there for him, and he's using it more tonight. He drives again here. It is last touch by him, the official on the baseline says. As it bounces out of bounds, Mishawaka turns it over. And Sam Shively asking the official to get some help from another official.
Well, I mean, that ball was blocked out of bounds, so very interesting that the one official would say that it would be Plymouth ball. Looks like they got it right after huddling. It's going to remain with Mishawaka.
And kudos to the officials, one for conferring and two for not trying to stubbornly hold his ground. And the other official over turned him, and Sam Shively after the inbound with the three. 13 points for Shively, his second three of the night. We're tied at 35.
What a fadeaway three-pointer at that from the corner. That's a heck of a play.
Shively came into the night just 4 of 19 on threes this season. He's hit a pair of them tonight. The latest ties it at 35 here on the Rossini's Pizza third with 3:47 remaining. A screen as Reichert goes left. Ends up pinned underneath the basket. In the middle it goes. Shoveled outside. The three is true for Thomas Dolan.
That was a heck of a response there by Plymouth to knock down that three. Every time Mishawaka ties the game, Mishawaka has an answer.
The Cavemen call timeout after the three by Dolan, his sixth of the season. 38-35 will take a timeout on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. 38-35, Plymouth leads Mishawaka here on the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. What is Plymouth from beyond the arc tonight, Vince?
As of right now, they are shooting 46% from beyond the arc, which is 6 of 13.
And Hilliard is their main three-point shooter. He has two tonight, but Reichard has a couple. Thomas Dolan hit the latest. Sam Shively, 2 for 4 from behind the three-point line. 3.5 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Mishawaka with the basketball, moving left to right. Donovan Snyder cuts to the middle. Now back standing on the block. M goes to the right. Guarded closely. Snyder looking for some help. Tries to pass it off to Jablonski. It goes out of bounds.
Well, that was good defense by Plymouth. They really extended that man-to-man defense way, way out beyond the three-point line, and Mishawaka just couldn't handle the pressure there.
3:10 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Plymouth leading 38-35, has the basketball. Deep three by Hilliard. Doesn't go. They fight for the rebound, and there is going to be a foul called going against Plymouth. Ivan Winkle whistled for it. The 5'9 sophomore called for his second.
It's a very generous 5'9.
I was going to say, because Jablonski, Shively, are both 5'9. Snyder is 5'10, and I'm guessing more in the 5'6 range. Too close. Kendall Himes will be called for a foul. Guarding Jablonski, that'll be number 4 on the Pilgrims here in the third quarter. 2:55 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. Donovan Snyder takes the inbound. Mishawaka trailing by 3. A cut to the basket as Jablonski is fouled again and will head back to the line.
Well, that was a very, very nice back door there by Mishawaka for a cutting Jablonski. And just rolled off the front of the rim. Otherwise, he'd be trying for the three-point play the old-fashioned way.
We've seen Jablonski drive more tonight than at any time this season. He hits his first free throw and is now 4 of 5. He would be 5 of 6, but remember, one was waved off earlier because of a lane violation. Jablonski came into the night 68% at the stripe, 33 out of 48. One more free throw coming for Grant. It is up and good. 9 points, Grant Jablonski, and it's a one-point game. 38-37. Some pressure by the Cavemen. Plymouth breaks it, and Brayshawn White is going to be called for a foul as Jake Reichard took the shot and then jackknifed in the air on the foul in transition.
Probably not the foul that you want, really, right there. Don't really want to foul a jump shooter when he's just inside the three-point line, but you live and learn there, and hopefully he misses these free throws.
Reichard's first foul shot is good. He's now 3 for 3. That's Brayshawn White, a guy who didn't see varsity action last year, and he is a senior. The better play, obviously, is just to stand your ground and let the guy come to you, try to draw the contact instead of running out and poking at it, which we've seen him do a couple times
tonight.
And
White is so long. I mean, if he gets his hands in the air, that's going to alter a lot of shots.
2.5 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. White on the baseline. Inside it goes to Rosebush. His shot misses. White will hustle the rebound down, but then has it knocked away from him. White had 9 boards last night. Winkle had it knocked away from him, and they grant time, and just as Winkle had got it back in his possession. 2:19 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. Plymouth by 3 on WSBT. To play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Nick Hoopengarner comes in for Brayshawn White. C.J. Fisher is at the scorer's table. He'll come in at the next opportunity. Plymouth with a basketball, leading 40-37. Inbound goes to Hilliard on the left wing. Hilliard guarded by Rosebush. Hands it outside. Reichard takes the three. It won't go. Rosebush has the rebound and gets fouled as well.
Looks like they're gonna call that foul on Stiers, of all people.
With a Y.
Stiers with a Y.
No.
They don't have any eligibility left. They're not letting you play.
Joe Stiers, that's right.
And I typed in all these names, didn't notice there was a Stiers. It's been a long day, I guess.
That's right. Fisher passes outside to Donovan Snyder. Under two to play in the Rossini's Pizza. Third, Mishawaka with the basketball, down by three. Over on the left, Snyder to Hoopengarner on the baseline. Outside, Jablonski. Shively open for a three. This one does not go, but C.J. Fisher has the rebound, and then as he tries to pass, it's batted out of bounds by Cole Filson.
But the important thing is Mishawaka is going to retain possession, have another opportunity to get a little closer or possibly tie the game.
Minute 45 to play. Inbound, Hoopengarner on the right. Outside, Shively called for steps. Traveling called on Shively as he took the pass back from Hoopengarner. He wanted to put up a three. What'd you see, Vince?
I saw too many steps.
Okay.
I NBA maybe
well,
not.
Well, Shively was incredulous. He was like,
and I was a little surprised that he was that incredulous because he took at least three steps after he caught that ball.
Plymouth by three with a basketball. Outside, a three-pointer is good by Clay Hilliard.
Well, the last thing Mishawaka needs is for Clay Hilliard to get hot from beyond the arc.
His third three-pointer of the night. It makes it a six-point Plymouth lead. Snyder wanted to drive, bounces it out to Shively, who skips into the lane from the free throw line. The jumper no good. And Winkle goes up for the rebound. Smallest guy in the court down there underneath the basket, ripping the rebound out of the pack. 43-37 Plymouth. The drive by Hilliard from the right. Ball zipped out to the left to Filson, and then a collision as Grant Jablonski got out late and had some full body contact. Jablonski looking like he was trying to tackle Jalen Jennings out there the perimeter.
Like I always tell my son, if you're going to foul, earn it. He definitely earned that foul. That was definitely a physical foul.
Jablonski picks up his second. Shively sits down as Caleb Williams comes in for the first time. Williams, 6 points, three rebounds last night against Penn. He was 0-for-3 on three-pointers. 40 seconds to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. Plymouth with a basketball, leading by six. Outside it goes to Joe Stiers. He sets a screen after giving it up as Reichard comes over to take it. Winkle on the outside. Stiers again, and over to the left it goes. Bounce pass to Reichard. 22 seconds to play in the Rossini's Pizza third as Plymouth holds, looking for the last shot here on the quarter. Reichard on the slow dribble. Gets a screen, comes down left, and as he goes up, he's going to be called for a player control foul.
I always love it when one official's going to call one thing and another official's going to call something else. And who concedes to who?
Yep. So 7.1 seconds to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. Now Mishawaka, down by six, can play for the last shot. Jablonski, top of the key, puts it up! And his first three of the night! It beats the buzzer at the end of the Rossini's Pizza third, and it brings Mishawaka within three.
What a great shot by Jablonski with the time ticking down. He was able to get a step on his defender right at the top of the key, buries it, three-point game going into the fourth.
Jablonski now with 12 points on his first three-pointer of the night. 43-40 as we go to the fourth quarter on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. Mishawaka hits a buzzer beater. Grant Jablonski at the end of the third quarter from the top of the key. And it's a 43-40 Plymouth lead. Hilliard inbounding, passes it to the near side to Joe Barron. Plymouth going from right to left. Down to the corner. Back outside. Down low. The shot up and good by Cole Filson. Was it Filson or Barron?
It was Barron.
Okay. I told you before I was having trouble with a lot of guys who look alike out there, these numbers. Right wing, Jablonski's guarded three. This time won't go. And Hoopengarner with the rebound, fouled as well.
That's going to be on Reichert, and that's going to be his third, and it's going to put Hoopengarner to the line to shoot one of the bonus.
7:26 to play here in the fourth quarter. Mishawaka down by three. Nick Hoopengarner, a 62% foul shooter. Bends the knees on a long hold and hits it for his first point of the night. He's 11 of 17 now this season. He scored 6 points and pulled down a couple of rebounds last night, the loss to Penn. He sinks another free throw all nylon. He was 2 for 3 at the line last night, so 4 of 5 in the last two games. Makes it a 3-point deficit for the Cavemen. Plymouth with a basketball, 7:15 remaining. Barron up top to Hilliard on the left wing. Hilliard skips inside, kicks it back outside to Reichert, who buries another three-pointer.
And Mishawaka is just leaving the two best three-point shooters for Plymouth open on the wing a couple too many times. That's where they've hit all their threes so far.
That is his fourth three-pointer of the night. He came into the night a 35% three-point shooter with 19 all season. Hitting at a high clip and a batted ball. Rosebush at the right elbow. Out to the left, Jablonski on the drive, draws a foul.
To the dismay of the Plymouth bench, they did not think that was a foul. But there was a lot of contact as Grant Jablonski went up for that attempt at a shot, and he's going to shoot two.
It'll be Bryce Carmichael as Jablonski heads to the stripe, as Vince said. He sinks the first, ties Sam Shively with 13 points. That is his sixth make of the night from the free throw line. Now his seventh as he takes over the team lead with 14 points. He's two behind Reichert. Reichert with the basketball across half court. It's a 4-point Plymouth lead. Holding on to it, Joe Barron. Barron passes over to his right to Carmichael. Over to Hilliard, who was 13 of 13 at the free throw line last night. And the loss to Northridge. He hasn't got to the line tonight. Reichert, left baseline. The jump shot good and a foul as well.
That was a nice little jumper there by Reichert. A little too much contact there for Mishawaka. And actually, two Mishawaka defenders kind of ran into each other, and then they ran into Reichert, and he was able to drain it anyway and attempt the three-point play.
It'll be Shively called for it, and Shively looks like maybe he's shaking up a little bit. The lead is 6 for Plymouth. Filson takes a seat. 6:06 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Reichert's free throw makes it a 7-point Pilgrim lead, and he has 19 points. Parker over to Shively. The deep three is short. Up for the rebound is Plymouth and Reichert. The lead is 7. So Shively, who had hit a couple of three-pointers in the game tonight, maybe a little bit too deep on that attempt. He was feeling it a little bit. Reichert right wing. Plymouth leading 51-44. Trying to slow the pace down. Take some time and work for a shot. The shot not necessarily that important right now. Carmichael down to the left corner, a drive, and the layup is good for Thomas Dolan. He has 7 points. Plymouth extends its lead to 9. 53-44 as Ron Heklinski takes a timeout with 5:12 remaining. This is Mishawaka Cavemen Basketball back in 1 minute on WSBT.
Midland Engineering Company has been completing quality commercial roofing jobs nationwide from right here in Michiana for nearly 100 years. But did you know Midland also boasts the area's only standalone service department in the commercial roofing business? Midland knows the negative effects a leaking roof can have on your business, so their team is ready to help Michiana's small business owners keep working. Why take a chance with your business? Trust the professionals at Midland Engineering Company, proud to be Michiana born and raised.
Well, I said a 1 minute break, but we're back in 30. 53-44. Plymouth leads. And Vince, we were just talking during that brief timeout that the last couple of possessions were pretty crucial, both offensively and defensively. Maybe a too quick look by Shively on that three, and then Plymouth, after using a lot of time, gets that basket. Now they're up by 9.
Well, it's a three-possession game for Plymouth, and they're not going to be in any hurry to do anything offensively, and it's going to put Mishawaka in a position where they need to start scoring. So both teams are going to kind of change the way they want to do things here.
Now the Cavemen turn it over, and with 4:50 remaining, Plymouth again can go to work on the clock. On the left, Thomas Dolan. Carmichael with a basketball. Hilliard has it. Hilliard heads down to the right corner, stops his dribble, gets it to Riker, who has 19. Riker drives inside, has it stripped away from him. Loose ball as Rosebush tries to pick it up. Riker is going to be called for the foul, trying to get it as well.
Yeah, that's a good call. That's going to be 4 fouls on Riker, and it's going to send Mishawaka to the line. And looks like they're in the double bonus, so Mishawaka is going to be shooting 2 free throws from here on out. Crucial free throws. They need to start hitting their free throws to try to crawl back into this game.
A.J. Rosebush to the line. His only points came on a 3-pointer from the top of the key in the first half. He's a 77% free throw shooter. He sinks the first one. A.J. did not play last night. Didn't play against Clay either. His most previous action prior to that was his 8-point effort against St. Joe, Michigan. We have another lane violation.
Oh, he's calling a foul.
The free throw that Rosebush made is waved off, and Brayshawn White called for a third foul on a clear out. Missed shot. The loose ball was run down by Dolan.
There seems to be a little bit of confusion. I'm trying to figure out what the confusion is.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out as well, because one of the officials came over to the scorer's table, and now he's over talking to the official who called the foul on Brayshawn White.
But it shouldn't be. I don't think they're supposed to wipe out the basket.
That's what I didn't. Okay, so the free throw is good. And that's what confused me as well, because it's not a lane violation,
right.
It was a foul. But he waved off, he initially waved off the basket, and he just came back over and said that that's on me, that he shouldn't have said no good. So both free throws good for A.J. Rosebush. It was the third foul, though, called on Brayshawn White. The lead is 7 for Plymouth. They have the basketball with 4:15 remaining.
And the discussion continues.
two of the officials, and now all three of the officials are conversing. Did they ever put it up on the board?
They put the point up, so it's 46-53, which is accurate. But I'm not sure what the conversation is about at the moment. I mean, they continued on. There was a play down here. I mean, Hilliard shot, missed, the ball went out of bounds. I mean, I can't imagine you can go back in time and erase that.
No clue what this is all about, personally. But, I mean, you know.
Well, they sent both teams back to the bench. So, here, they're going to come over to the scorer's table.
Maybe we'll find out. We need the Brian Miller crowd mic is what we need.
So, they're going to put 4 seconds back on the clock. Trying to listen to the explanation.
Yeah, I am too. You probably got better ears than me if you want to just take a listen in there as the two head coaches are over at the scorer's table, Ron Hicklinski and Ryan Bales. Is the official continues to explain things to both his coaches, the official scorer, and the scorekeeper. So did you get anything
they're taking out of that? They're taking 4 seconds off of the clock.
Okay.
So now we're at 4:11, where we were at 4:15 before. So I could not figure out why they are doing that. And a five-second violation just to make things that much more complicated.
Plymouth couldn't get it inbounded in time after all that. Mishawaka, trailing by seven, has the basketball with 4:07 remaining. Rosebush free throw line. Outside, Caleb Williams. Top of the key to Jablonski. Grant has just 1-3 tonight. It came at the end of the third quarter. Of course, Mishawaka's best three-point shooter. Williams started a drive and then stopped. Had his pocket picked. Back at the other end, the driving layup is good by Thomas Dolan, who had the theft. And the lead is 9 now for Plymouth with 3:38 remaining. Right corner, Rosebush. To Shively, dumps it down low for Brayshawn White, who powers his way up and in.
Well, and a little hesitation there by White, because I think he was surprised at how open he actually was. Was able to drop down the easy layup.
Timeout called quickly. 3.5 remaining. It's Plymouth 55, Mishawaka 48. Back after this on W. 55-48, Plymouth leads Mishawaka by 7 with 3.5 minutes remaining. Here on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. It's been an interesting night so far, Vince.
Well, I needed that.
Who are they going to call now? Sam Shively is going to be called for his second. Filson looking to inbound on the baseline. Passes it in to Barron, who gives it back to Filson. Plymouth with a basketball, leading 55-49. With 3:20 remaining here in regulation. Almost had overtime in the JV game tonight.
Oh, that's right. That's the worst thing ever, is when there's overtime in the JV game.
That's right. Hilliard has the basketball on the right wing, guarded by Parker. Hilliard with just 11 points tonight, 8 of them in the first half. He averages a little over 20 a game. Scored 20 last night, and Plymouth lost to Northridge. Gives it up, under 3 to play, 2:50 on the clock. It's a 7-point Plymouth lead, and the Pilgrims milking clock at the free throw line. Falling down was Thomas Dolan. I have no idea how you're going to call a foul on that, because Dolan,
he tripped,
was not in control and just tripped over the player.
Yeah, he tripped over Jablonski, and apparently when somebody trips over you, that's a foul.
C.J. Fisher in as Rosebush takes a seat. Dolan to the line to shoot a 1-1. Has 9 points tonight. This is first free throw attempt. It misses. And up for the rebound is Devon Parker. Mishawaka down by seven. Outside Parker to the corner. Jablonski drives the baseline, puts it up, catches the rim, won't go. Rebound, Jablonski puts it up and draws the foul.
I'll tell you what, Jablonski down there like the Energizer Bunny. He's shooting, he's getting his own rebounds, he's shooting again. He's going to head back to the free throw line to shoot a pair.
The foul is on Reichert, and that is his fifth. So Reichert, who has led Plymouth tonight with 19 points, fouls out with 2:27 remaining. It'll be two free throws for Grant Jablonski. This is probably a career-high free throw night for Grant. He is already 7 out of 8 with another one coming. Jablonski had just 33 attempts in 12 games coming into tonight.
Did he make the first one? Or has he even shot the first one?
I don't think he has shot the first one.
Okay.
There was a substitution.
They had to do the substitution because of the five fouls. I say usually they don't let him sub until after the first shot.
Right.
But I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think you're only allowed to substitute the guy who fouled out. They did a couple of subs in there, but
good point. Jablonski did hit the first. The second one good as well. Team high 16 for Grant Jablonski. The deficit down to 5. C.J. Fisher, the defensive player in there, picked up 2 fouls early. And what's the foul now?
I think they're going to call Jablonski for yet another foul. No, they're going to call Shively.
It's Shively's third. This will be a 1-1. It stops the clock with 2:19 remaining, and Mishawaka down by 5. In checks Thomas Dolan, who has 9 points for the Pilgrims. Filson to the line, bends the knees, puts it up, and hits it. Filson, who scored 16 last night against Northridge, 11 points. He averages 12 and a half a game. Fisher takes a seat as Brayshawn White comes in. It is White, Parker, Rosebush, Shively, and Jablonski out there. The lead is 6, and now 7 as Filson hits the second of the free throws. So a 3-possession game with 2:19 remaining. Cavemen have to find some scoring here. Still a little bit of time, but with no shot clock, going to have to find it relatively quickly. Shively gets a screen and pulls up. Left elbow, the shot is short. Brayshawn White and a basket and a foul.
What a great rebound and a basket by Brayshawn White. Got pushed in the back as he was shooting, still able to knock it down and trying for the three-point play the old-fashioned way.
It's Bryce Carmichael called for his second. Fisher and Parker. Donovan Snyder takes a seat. Parker comes in first, and Ron Heklinski playing offense defense here as C.J. Fisher gets set to come in. He will come in for Brayshawn White, apparently. 2:04 remaining. It's a 5-point game. White's free throw is good. White, just a 25% free throw shooter. Now, granted, he doesn't have a lot of attempts, but he is now 3 for 9, so pushed it up to 33%.
There you go.
And now it's a 4-point game after the 3-point play by White, and Fisher does come in for him. Long baseball pass goes bouncing out of bounds off Hilliard. It's Mishawaka basketball.
What a great athletic move there by Parker. He didn't even see the ball coming. All of a sudden, he puts his hand up in the air, bats the ball right off of Hilliard and out of bounds.
They play offense, defense again as Brayshawn White comes in. Parker and Fisher sit down, and Donovan Snyder is in there as well for Mishawaka. 2 to play in the game. Grant Jablonski.
Now they're going to call it an offensive foul on Brayshawn White. Wow.
Look, I don't like to beat up officials, but this guy likes to be the show. It's pretty obvious.
God, he's made a couple of times where he's trying to upstage people, and it's not okay.
It's the same guy. 4-point deficit. Plymouth inbounds, under two to play. Hilliard in backcourt. Hilliard, their leading scorer, gives it up. And over to the left it goes, and Grant Jablonski has to reach in, commit the foul to stop the clock. Tim Tremaine with the basketball, and both teams in the double bonus now as Jablonski is called for his fourth. Tremaine is 4-for-4 at the line this season. Now 5-for-5 as he hits the first one and picks up his first point of the night.
Well, and whether he hits this or not, it's still going to be a two-possession game, but you know, time is ticking away with 1 minute 49 seconds to go. Mishawaka is going to have to capitalize offensively.
Parker and Fisher sit down. White comes back in. The second free throw misses. Brayshawn White with the rebound, his fourth of the night. A 5-point deficit. Grant Jablonski off the back iron. Foul on the rebound. It's going to go against the Cavemen. Clean look for Jablonski. Just could not hit that one, though.
Well, and I realize the team we see all the time is Mishawaka. Three guys went straight up for that rebound, and they still call a foul on A.J. Rosebush for going over the back. I didn't see the over the back. He went straight up for the ball.
Right. Cole Filson will head back to the free throw line where he is 4-for-6. He'll get to shoot two. It's a 5-point Plymouth lead right now, and now six as Filson connects on his 13th point of the night. Ron Heklinski calls for a timeout with a minute 40 remaining before the next free throw. 58-53. Plymouth leads. We'll take a 30-second timeout on WSBT. 59-53. Plymouth leads by six with a minute 40 remaining. Cole Filson hit the first of his two free throws. Both teams are in the double bonus. Brayshawn White, Donovan Snyder, Sam Shively, A.J. Rosebush, Grant Jablonski on the floor for Mishawaka. If Filson hits this free throw, it's a three-possession game again. He does and has 14 points. 60-53. 7-point lead with a minute 35 remaining. Shively to Snyder. To Shively in the middle. Shively to Rosebush. Now Jablonski doubled out to Rosebush. Shively takes a deep three. It is short. Rebound Filson. Donovan Snyder running over, and he tries to foul Hilliard. Couldn't get enough contact, though. Minute 10 remaining. And Donovan Snyder.
Oh, they're going to call it travel.
Wow. I mean, Donovan Snyder was just reaching out, and
he tried to foul at least three different occasions.
Yeah, and they ended up calling traveling on Joe Barron.
Man.
Shively in the lane, out to Rosebush. Rosebush had it knocked away momentarily. Shively penetrates, puts up a little fadeaway off the back iron. Rosebush rebound, puts it up there and hits it, and a timeout called quickly. 52.2 seconds left. This will be a full timeout with Mishawaka down by five, so we will take a full minute on WSB. Plymouth leads Mishawaka. 52.2 seconds left. It's Plymouth basketball. Jablonski, Shively, Parker, Rosebush, and Fisher on the floor for the Cavemen. Hilliard, Filson, Carmichael, Barron, as they trade inbounders on the baseline. Hilliard with a basketball. Stops in backcourt. Shively tries to tie up the ball, and he's going to be called for a foul.
They didn't call the chicken wing offensive foul as Hilliard's running down the court, but, you know, when Shively tries to go for the basketball, apparently that's a foul.
Clay Hilliard to the line. He's an 85% free throw shooter. 13 out of 13 at the line last night. 13 of his 20 points against Northridge. He hits the first one and has 12 this evening. Makes it a 6-point lead. And again, your simple math is Fisher sits down and Caleb Williams comes in. Another free throw here makes it 3 possessions. Hilliard's next free throw is good as well. So it's a 7-point lead with 45 seconds remaining. Rosebush into the lane. Finger roll good and a foul as well.
Well, they let A.J. Rosebush just drive right down the lane. I mean, they're up by 7. It's usually not going to hurt them. And at the last second, Plymouth defender flies right underneath, and they're going to call a blocking foul.
Yeah, I think he was a little too close to the rim, the defender was, not to call it. There have been a lot of explanations as the official goes to the scores table and they try to kind of keep some order here.
So who did they call the foul on? Did you catch that?
I did not. A couple of substitutions are made for Plymouth as Barron and Tremaine come in. Rosebush going to the free throw line. He has 9 points. 41.2 seconds left. Rosebush puts up the free throw, rattles it home, and the deficit is now down to 4, 62-58. Inbound down on the corner, and it is knocked away from Plymouth. C.J. Fisher getting his hands in there, and it's going to be Mishawaka basketball.
Heck of a defensive play there by C.J. Fisher, knocking the ball out, making sure it caroms off of a Pilgrim offensive player. And the Cavemen are they still have some life with 39.7 seconds left.
Down 62-58. That's why Ron Heklinski's been playing offense, defense on these substitutions. Donovan Snyder, Shively in the lane, flips it up there, won't go, but there's A.J. Rosebush. Had it taken away from him. It goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Mishawaka. The 8th rebound of the night for Rosebush. He has 10 points as well.
Well, one of the, the biggest defenders right now for Mishawaka is the clock.
Inbound Rosebush, nearly lost it. Donovan Snyder, 25 seconds. They need to get something off quickly. Snyder trying to drive, saves it inbounds, and it ends up in the hands of Hilliard. Now they play volleyball with it as the loose ball is picked up by a Pilgrim, Filson. And he will be fouled with 16.7 seconds remaining.
I think they're going to call that on Jablonski, and that's going to be his 5th foul. But, the officials have to discuss it.
Everything has pretty much been discussed, hasn't it?
Man, I mean, it's a foul. You called it. I don't know what the discussion's about. If you don't know who it's on, then you probably shouldn't have called the foul. That's kind of the way I see it. Is he asking the book crew who the foul was on? Is that what I just heard?
Yes, you did, Vince. You did indeed.
That, I have been to so many basketball games. I have never seen the refs come over and ask the official bookkeeper who the foul should be called on.
They called Donovan Snyder.
Amazing.
I've seen it all.
I have officially seen it all.
Filson hits the free throw. He has 15 points. And a timeout taken. 16.7 seconds left. Mishawaka down by 5 on WSBT. Mishawaka down by 5 with what, about 16 seconds remaining with Vince Sedario. I'm Sean Sires. Don't forget, we'll be back here Thursday when Mishawaka hosts Washington. Maybe we'll be here Thursday because it's supposed to be so cold that school sounds like it'll probably end up being canceled.
It's funny because, we were looking at next week and school might be canceled Wednesday, Thursday, maybe Friday. It's either a high of 0 or less 3 days in a row is the prediction.
Filson hit the first free throw before the timeout, has 15 points. And now another one coming. He is 7 of 9. This one catches the rim and it crawls through. 16 points, 15 seconds left. Mishawaka down by 6. Jablonski has to heave up a deep 3. It won't go. Rebound Plymouth. Hilliard with the basketball with 5 seconds left. And that is about going to do it. A foul is called. It will be on A.J. Rosebush.
Well, it took him a while to call that foul. I mean, there was 3 Mishawaka cavemen around Hilliard trying to foul him, and it got bad enough where Hilliard started to get upset that he was being fouled because it took him that long to make the call.
Hilliard misses the free throw after hitting his first 2 tonight and all 13 of his attempts last night. He missed the first but now makes the second. 3 possession game with 4.7 seconds left. Top of the key, Parker's 3 won't go as Shively gets the rebound. Do they count the basket? Not that it matters for the result, but they do. And that will be the game. So Shively ends up with 15. Mishawaka loses 65-60. So it comes down to the end, but the cavemen unable to get over the hump here tonight against a solid, really good three-point shooting Plymouth basketball team. 65-60 is the final. We'll take a timeout and then back to begin the Sonic Drive-In postgame show with our Jays Crunchers play of the game after this on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.
Welcome to the Mishawaka Cavemen postgame show, presented by Sonic Drive-In on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.
We begin the Sonic Drive-In postgame show. Sonic is open until midnight. Visit Sonic on your way home for a postgame snack. Sonic, West Douglas Road in Mishawaka, just west of Main Street, also in South Bend and Michigan City. Mishawaka falls 65-60 to Plymouth, Vince. And, I mean, good effort, I felt like, from the cavemen tonight. But, unfortunately, a few too many three-pointers for Plymouth. But, I mean, as we said during the game, Plymouth is a good three-point shooting team.
Well, that's always been their M.O. I mean, as long as I can remember, they've always been able to shoot the basketball. And I know that sounds elementary when you're talking about a basketball team, but they've just always been lights out from beyond the arc. And, you know, they showed it today. I mean, they shot 47% from three-point range. I mean, they were 8 of 17 from beyond the arc. And, now they did a good job of limiting Clay Hilliard. He only had 14 points. He was 3 of 7 from beyond the arc, 4 of 13 overall, but they let Riker kind of get away from him a little bit. He was 4 of 8 from 3, and Filson did a good job underneath. So, you know, Plymouth had 3 guys in double digits, and it was just a little bit too much for Mishawaka tonight.
All right, take us through some scoring now, my friend.
All right, well, field goal percentage for Mishawaka, they were 37% overall, 19 of 51. Plymouth was 47%, 20 of 43. Three-point percentage for Mishawaka, 21% tonight. They were 4 of 19 from beyond the arc. Plymouth was 8 of 17, as previously mentioned. They were 47% from three-point land. Plymouth, 17 of 22 from the free-throw line. That's 77%. Mishawaka actually shot very, very well from the free-throw line. They were 18 of 20 for 90%. Mishawaka had 30 points in the paint. Plymouth had 24. Some individual scoring first for Plymouth. Reichert, believe, led all scorers with 19. He was 5 of 13 from the field, 4 of 8 from 3, 5 of 5 from the free throw lines. He had 19. Cole Filson was 4 of 6 from the field. He was 8 of 10 from the free throw line. He had 16. Clay Hilliard, as I mentioned, 4 of 13 from the field, 3 of 7 from 3. He was 3 of 4 from the free throw line. He had 14 tonight. Thomas Dolan, 4 of 7 from the field, hit his only 3, missed his only free throw. He had 9 points. Jacob Barron hit his only 2 shots from the field. He had 4. Carmichael hit his only shot from the field. He had 2. And Tremaine was one of two from the free throw line, so he had 1 point. For the home team, the Mishawaka Cavemen, Grant Jablonski led the team tonight with 16 points. He was 3-11 from the field, 1 of 7 from three-point land, but he was 9 of 10 from the free throw line, so he ended up with 16. Sam Shively only 1 point behind him with 15. He was 5 of 16 from the field, 2 of 7 from beyond the arc. He hit 3 out of 4 free throws. A.J. Rosebush, 3 of 7 from the field, hit his only three-point shot and hit all three of his free throws. He had 10 tonight. Brayshawn White hit all four of his shots from the field, and he hit his only shot from the free throw line. All 8 of his points came from inside the paint. He had 9 points tonight. Donovan Snyder, 2 of 4 from the field, 0 of 1 from 3. He had 4. Boggs was 2 of 4 from the field. He had 4 points tonight. And Nate Hoopengarner got on the scoreboard, went to the free throw line, had 2 shots, hit them both. He had 2 points. That rounds out the scoring for Mishawaka. So your final score, Plymouth 65, Mishawaka 60.
All right, so 3 and double figures for the Cavemen, but they come up short, 65 to 60. And that takes us to our Jay's Crunchers Crunch Time Play of the Game, powered by Crunchers Potato Chips. There it is. So 7.1 seconds to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. Now Mishawaka, down by 6, can play for the last shot. Jablonski, top of the key, puts it up, and his first three of the night. It beats the buzzer at the end of the Rossini's Pizza third, and it brings Mishawaka within 3. So there you go, your Jay's Crunchers Crunch Time Play of the Game. Unfortunately, his only 3 for Grant Jablonski, but he did go 9 out of 10 at the free throw line, and that's something we were kind of talking about last night, Vince. Dylan Hall kind of had, he was that guy who would drive the lane, got to the free throw line a lot. Jablonski has pretty much exclusively been a 3-point shooter this season, but he got himself, he only had 33 attempts in 12 games, so that's what, less than 3 attempts per game, but he was 9 out of 10 tonight, something that he can add, and we saw some other guys do a little bit more of it. I think that's something that Ron Heklinski and his crew can build upon as the season really gets into the home stretch now.
Well, and we touched on it in the first half. I mean, when you're scouting Mishawaka, he's the three-point threat, and so the defenses are going to extend out, make sure he's not going to shoot those threes. And so today he kind of took his game to another level, mm-hmm. to the next level for him and his maturation process as a scorer for this team. Little head fake from the corner, drive to the basket. We know he's not afraid of contact. He's a defensive back for the football team. So I think that if he continues down this road, yeah, you know what? You're not always going to be on your shot from beyond the arc. 1 of 7 from the field or from beyond the arc. That's not him.
Right.
So scorers need to score. He was able to do it by driving and hitting his free throws.
So again, the final tonight, 65 to 60, as Mishawaka falls to Plymouth. The Cavemen are now 7-6. The Pilgrims are 13-4. Next up for Mishawaka, temperature permitting. I was about to say weather. I guess technically it's still weather, but supposed to be below 0 almost all week. And Thursday is Mishawaka's next scheduled home game, or next scheduled game period, but a home game against Washington. And I think Thursday is supposed to be about the coldest day of the week.
I was going to look it up, but I'm pretty sure
there's a good chance everyone's going to have school canceled on Thursday. I guess we'll see what happens. But that's our next scheduled broadcast. If you don't see too many winter sport weather cancellations, we've already had the Oregon Donation Classic that was canceled and rescheduled. I believe it's on the 16th. We need to double-check with Dean Huppert. The Wednesday is supposed to be the coldest day now at 10 below, but Thursday is still supposed to be 5 below for the high. So it's not looking real good right now. We'll be here if.
That's right.
That's all we can say. U.S. Sign Crafters Scoreboard Show coming up with Matt Embry next. Again, the final, Mishawaka 60, Plymouth 65. For Vince D'Addario and Matt Embry, I'm Sean Stiers. You've been listening to Cavemen Basketball on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.
And as the Sonic Drive-In postgame show continues here on 96.1 WSBT. We return to the U.S. Sign Crafters scoreboard for another update. Don't forget, U.S. Sign Crafters, if your company needs to make an impression, call U.S. Sign Crafters today. Mishawaka falls for the second night in a row, this time to the Plymouth Pilgrims 65-60. Elsewhere in the NIC tonight, all these games have gone final. Adams a winner over Jimtown 68-61. Also tonight, Penn an easy winner over Goshen 80-57. Of course, in this contest, Noah Applegate becomes Penn's all-time leading scorer, breaking a 55-year school record. Also tonight, the Clay Colonials fall to Northridge 74-37. And Warsaw in overtime, they had a 15-point lead after three quarters, allowed Elkhart Central to draw a level 40-40 after regulation. But in the final quarter, overtime, they outscore Central 14-3 and win 54-43. Two other notable finals outside the NIC tonight. LaPorte defeats Concord 60-54, and Wawasee an easy winner over Lakeland 56-37. Once again, the final score, Mishawaka falls to Plymouth 65-60. Big thank you, as always, to the voice of the Cavemen, Sean Stires and Miss Dario, for their call. Also to Jerry Janowski in the U.S. Sign Crafters Studios for score information throughout the night. Until next week, when we have our next broadcast, hopefully, pending on the weather, if it will cooperate for us, I'm Matt Embry, saying so long. You've been listening to Mishawaka Cavemen Basketball on WSBT, brought to you by Midland Engineering. Until next week, good night from Mishawaka.